Tachum. Okay, Minchas Chinuch Shir Sunday night, or Vav Elul, August 27th, learning Minchas Chinuch. We're towards the end of the 11th Mitzvah, Bal Yeroya. Thank you. Hold on, I don't have my bearings, I apologize. Bali Motse, okay. Okay, we finish about Kalayim. I forgot to ask my wife. To me, I guess I'm wrong, but to me, putting water in, I don't want to go over the whole thing. The shaila is what's called a maisa by chametz. What's called, you put a chametz agent in the dough, and it was a chametz me'elov, and what's called, you a mechametz it. And that's called al-yadei maisa. But the Gemara says, v'niach se'or al-gabi isa, even though there's a shetach of time, there's a time gap between you putting the sore in, because and the Gemara is lost in it, so that's by the Isra to be Mechametz the dough of Menachos. So, okay, we finished that Indian. Chav Beis, I guess we're up to, yeah? Chav Beis. In the more common Menachos Chinuch, Chav Beis. Linyan and Tzorech L'Vav Beis called Mamono. Any lav to avoid violating a lav. To avoid violating a lav, you have to be ready to spend all your money. You don't have to give up your life, except for the Gimel Chamuros. But you have to be ready to be Mavazbe's Kol Mamono, in contradistinction to a mitzvah say that there's a limit. Fifth, Vasiyas Maise Vade Tzorech Levazbe's. So the idea of being over a lav and spending all your money to avoid that is when you're doing Isser, you're dying, the Maise, you're doing a Maise Isser. You're violating a lav, you're doing a Maise Isser. Rakbali Maisa, what about if you're violating a law chamber Maisa? Does it have the same chomer? Does it have the same intensity, the same chumra? I am Ashik Sadu Liel Mitzvah Ches, Linyan Noisar. That possibly you do not have to be Mavazve's Kol Momono to avoid being either a law chamber, not Agate Maisa. The Meshik Sadu Lakamon and Mitzvah Shin Samachdala, Linyan. What's Shin Samach Dalet? I mean, Shin Samach Dalet is Mitzvah Vidui Al Chet. Okay, it's Ataka Tshuva. Okay. Chav Gimel, Vayim Betzlach, Tzachem Dafayim Betbeis, Besugi Degoy Shehivkid, Shel Pilpil Be'orech, Beden Hekte Shechayev Barchayuso, Im Oive Bal Yeroev. I'm not sure why it is a tzad that you're not. But that's the maskana that you are. Tellish will heavy a Rishami Tsukham by praise Allah Bay the Mvusham Lahid, the Kutchum Shai Bachriusan, which is really that's the granddaddy din of Dover Agarim Lamoman Kamoman Dami, that's Rav Shimon. But that's only Rav Shimon, we don't pass on like Rav Shimon, but we know that there's a Pasuk. I mean, I don't understand the Tzad, Avalat Aroya Shal Acherim Shal Gavoa. Let's even say Acherim means a goy, not a fellow Jew. Maybe you have to destroy it anyway. Even without Kabbalah Sachrayas. But Avalato Roya Shalachem Rishal Gavoa means you're allowed to have in your Rishus Chometz of a Goy and of a Hekdish. And nevertheless, the basic halacha is that if you're Kabbalah Sachrayas, it's on that, it's an overlay on that din that says, but if you're Kabbalah Sachrayas, you're not allowed to have Shalachem Rishal Gavoa. And that's the basic din is a goy. So a goy is mamur also in the pasuk. Nevertheless, we say when you take achrayus on the chametz, you either because either davar garim l'momin k'momin dami, or you learn out from the pasuk matsui biyadcha, gadol matsui biyadcha. It's under your control. It's enough of a connection that you're over. So why should Hektish be different? I don't know. I'm just speaking out. Why, I don't know why even it should. But the maskana is that it's not different. Okay. Next paragraph. Maybe toid the be'erev Pesach, which you can do technically in the morning. You're not allowed to because you don't have much time to eat up the lach meitoda, which are chametz. Because you have to. You're not allowed to eat it. You have to. The Araisa, Chatzos, Rabbanon, after the fourth hour of the day. That's why we don't think this was sold on Erev Pesach, because they would, it's really usher to bring a Korban Todah on Erev Pesach, because it's called Yimma'etz Man Achiloso. Normally you could eat a Todah for Yom Kalila, the day you brought the Korban, and at night, the Araisa the whole night, with Rabbanon up to Chatzos. Here you can only eat it for a few hours, even if you bring it in early in the morning. So you're not allowed to bring a carbon toda. But let's say you did, maybe toda bear pesach alav bishen gavil lechatchila. I am b'tzochem daf yud gimel amid beiv mikol mekom maybe benishchat hazavach. So I think so. That's in the morning. I think he's talking maybe even in the afternoon. I am Rambam perk beiv mechagiga locha yud gimel im over al halechem chometz. Assuming you're not over an Erev Pesach Bal Yiroah, so if we're declaring about being over Bal Yiroah, so the Chakira starts with the night. So it's not your moment anymore, and you don't have a Chayas on it anymore. So Zetolui Kachim Kala Moment Bailu. This gets us into the sugya of Rabbi Yosi Aglili of Kachim Kalan is Mom Bailam Hu. Bayan Kedushin Dafman Bez Amit Bez, Sugya the Makadish Mechelko, the first of Makadish Anisha was Chelek in a carbon. The Gamor Rabbi Yosi, the Sovar, Mom Bailam, Ikomako Moda Lacha Shchita, the Zochu Michel Kavoa, that it's not his money, even if Rabbi Yosi holds Kachim Kalan is Mom Bailam, when the behemoth alive and kicking, but once you shecht it and you get your chelek, certainly Rabbi Yosi is pointed that your zochem mishulchan gavoa, which means it's moment gavoa. But ain't it over, so you're not over because you're not chayim and achrayas anymore either. Vayim above the kamed of yud beis and mid beis, v'od kamem mekomos lingin ze, im kochim kalem moment gavoya moment bailim, vayim kamem komo laharich. By and Toysus talking to from the Tesum and all of the Riamas called Chalos, Ubipne Yeshua, the Sugi, the Inavi, and Toda, the Chagamatzos. Obviously, not, I mean, not obviously, but it's Chometz, you know, that I'm Chometz. I guess, you know, you could work out that you made it hectish before it became Chometz, and now you're not Mechuyim and Achrayas, if you said Arei Zu, not Arei Alai. I guess you could theoretically buy it, they're going to burn it. Buy in Kedushin of a Kavashim, she desrati the lacha shchita, bein bechele kabailam, bein bechele kakohanam, habim momen govoa, bim kene noiva becholinion. So, you know, you could be in action and say, so what's wrong? I'll bring a carbon toda. No one's like a bargare body, you say. It doesn't belong to me, it doesn't belong to the kohanim, it doesn't belong to Hashem. Like, let him worry about it. I don't know. They can't eat it, Rav, of course, but so it'll become nosar and they'll burn it off. But maybe I could bring the carbon, theoretically, at least. Vayin Rashi, but we'll come to find
Bubba.
Well, it's not legal, technically.
Bring it with the wrong kavanah.
Not every wrong kavanah makes pigal, only to eat it, la'achar, zman, chutz mukomo, zmano. Yeah, but if you have in mind you're not going to eat it at all, if I bring any carbon and I have in mind I'm not going to eat it, I'm going to let it become nosar. It's not pigul. It's only if you have kavanah to eat it, chutz l'zmano. If you have in mind to eat it, not at all, so it probably, the the machlokes tanoim if that even passes the korban at the end of the first of the second parak in Zvachim. Machlokes if a machshava to passel the korban itself passes the korban in the asiyas hakorban before you do it. That's right. When you do the avoda, you extrapolate from pigol that a machshava to passel itself passels. Even before you get to the point where you parceled it, just the machshava to parcels, or you don't extrapolate from pigul. At the bottom, though, pigul it's now. Okay, it's cute. Mechaslina is trying to work out. Hey, why can't you bring a carbon toad on Pesach? Who's going to, I guess, you know, it's cute. You know, you work it out. You make it hectic before it becomes chametz. Vayin Rashi, balakabma, and no one's over. Vayin Rashi. Okay, you're not allowed to, definitely. You say, why aren't you allowed to? Because it's inevitably going to become, no, sir. I mean, that's a good enough to eat right there. No one's allowed to eat it. But technically, it might be a kosher carbon. He's toying with the idea. Find Rashi, but the kama, no, hakim. It's also to eat. Find Rashi, but it doesn't go on the Mizbech anyway. No lechem goes on the Mizbech in a carbon total. 40 lechamim, you give 4 to a kohen, and you keep 36. But no part of that goes on the mizbeach. Okay, what? Yeah. Fine, Rashi, but lekama in vallo manal of the riamaskal the rabbi yitzchak the dafalach hazrik of aktora avimom. So until then, it's yours. So you will be over on your own. Now, as choices of the Kama Yud Bey, Dabka Chelek HaKohanim Ami Movin Gavua Lach HaShkita, Chelek HaBalim Ami Movin Bailim. Ken Yeshila Kan Bein Balechem Shal Yisrael Bein Hamurim Lekoyim. So he brings down, again, this is why he's flying through Shas, that even when you're here, really, when does it become Movin Gavua? So Taisa says, after the Shkita, the Chelek HaKohanim become Movin Gavua. And after the Zrika, Torah, then the violent chelik comes moment to go on. Let me just see. Now, hold on, there's a little emergency here. I think I'm finding out. So then it's still moment violent. The Mishka takes the Matraschem. So it doesn't at that point. Now he's talking about. There are Lachamim that are not Lachamim, there are Lachamim that are Matzah. Now he's saying, if it's Lomon Gavoa, it doesn't even belong to you. Now he's switching. He's talking about if it could be Yaisa Yudai Matzah, with the Lachamim that are Matzah. Remember, so she does that twice as Atom, how the Chelek Habaylam Shalohem. The Torah time him on the worm from the Chelek Habaylam. Okay, back and forth, forth and back. The Torah could just be Yuchas, so the Tachar and Yonim, Haim Bukhala Mokoyndus, and Tavim and Yonim, and Yonim, the gamin noma machmas hoyel, even about the roa, oh boy. Hoyel means, hoyel you can be on the nether. So maybe you're going to be over on hectus. There is a theoretical possibility that the Gemara and Psochem explores that you're over, Balyroa on chametz of hectus because of hoyel you can be shoel on. Deal with this talking about. You're talking about right now, tonight, immediately? I don't know what you're talking about. You're not talking about tonight. You know, immediate pressing emergency. Yes? Then I can't. I'll have to wait for you back in July, and we'll have to come to you in July. And I'm going to a cultural wedding at 9:30. they want to come tonight, it's not relevant. These are two people, just her, just him. There's not much I can do talking to one person, but we'll see. Okay. If it has to be tonight, you should call me and make up what time to come to my house. Tomorrow,
where's it going?
I'm a whole day tomorrow in Yerushalayim. It's just a question of making up the time tomorrow. The hectic that ain't over him. Possibly over Bali Roya on hectic because of Halil. And he then says that the case that you're not over Bali Roya because of hectic is kind of bossily on Gizbar. And the Gizbar of hectic has it already. You can't be Shoyo Neder. You can't be Matu Neder anymore. One of the Gizbar has it. When you come to one place, you shall barricade the library, that the involvement of the days, to be a master of the hoyle, and came with your master, son of the ale. The Asla Achaz Rika Mahani Shayla, that you could theoretically be Shayo on a hektish, on a carbon, even if the Zrika, okay. Kain, I Yisrael, Bechelko, Afushitus Rashi, Davi Momon Gavoa, Bikomoko, Over, Oil, Vivoy, Mitchell. Oil. You would be over. I don't know who's bringing it again. He's trying to work out that you can bring a carbon telda on Pesach. He's saying you are over. Even if it's hectic, Momon Gavoa, but you're still over, Bali Roe, because of Holy. In the Gemara, there's a Mandiyomra that when Hoel exists, you're over Bali Roy. Is it? Right now it's Hector, not yours. It says, I'm a Taroya Shalacher Rishal Gavoa. But according to this Mandiyomra, Hoel is enough of a connection to the Ober, and I will a Taroya Shalacher Rishal Gavoa is talking about it's Bali Ad Gabai, but you can't be Shoel anymore. Achashikos Rashi Ba'atzmo, Kena Oiver Machmetoyel, Rivoy Mitzvah. The way Rashi learns the Sugim Sochem, there ain't no such Shita, but you're over Bal Yerah because of Hoyle. So Rashi is safe. But Chicago Shem the Sugi de Loivrin with Hezbal Aleph, Rakim Noma Karashi, Bahavalo Baha, if you hold like Rashi that it's Mamon Kavoa, but it's the Loivrin because of Hoyle. This is what the Mechazil gets into these, like, he's trying to work out the Ikaringa Karman Toda. וגם חלק הכהנים תלכו לי אמא ממום תבואו ובואו לי הכהן אמינו נתרום בי הכהן אינו בפעילו. Now he's considering that maybe Eshaloyma, maybe that's the Truma you can't be Shoyal on after the Kohen has it. The Havi Mamono, because the Kohen acquires it financially, monetarily, in place of Mishpat. Hello? This is from Yermi Gold. Yeah, okay. You said you wanted to talk. But the question is, could it wait till tomorrow? Okay, if you could wait till tomorrow, so call me anytime after tomorrow's Monday. Call me anytime after 6:45 a.m. I'll be in Yerushalayim tomorrow. You're going to have to come to Yerushalayim. But, okay. Call me anytime after 6:45 a.m. and we'll make up a time to meet. Okay. It's possible, but I'm going to see it. It's possible, but it's going to have to be around 11 p.m., not before. earliest 11 p.m. Okay, so that's the wedding. So 9:30, and then 10 o'clock, 10 after 10. Yeah, it would be, we're about from 11 p.m. I don't know. I said, call me 6:45 in the morning, anytime from 6:45, and we'll make up. I can pay that.
Man,
I hear the problem, but I'm going to do this year. I can't pay. Just, it's fine. So call me after 9 o'clock. Call me after 9 o'clock about tonight, and tomorrow at a specific time, call me after 6:45 a.m. Anytime after 6:45 a.m. Okay, bye-bye. So this is interesting. The Mechaschinuch considers that the idea that you can't be shoyel anymore after it's given over is maybe only truma because the Kohen acquires it in Kesher Mishpat. So you can't be shoyel anymore. Even the Nosel, though, you gave it to the Kohen, like Gorma Kin Hezen. Avulkan de Bishofen Gavoa Kozofu, but here it's not really a Kesher Mishpat to continue. So maybe you could still be shoyel. And Masraya Hakorban Kulin, and there's no Chelet Gavoa at all. And Kaylo Yachelet Gavoa, the Prat Ahurim Shalo, that's the part you give the Kohan, the four Chalos. Chelet Yachorban, Mudor Bosser Hakorban, Chil the Shoyel of Hakorban, and Kaylo Yachorban Kulin. But the Mechaschinuch is now considering that there's no din that you can't be shoyel on hektish, on a carbon. On hektish, you have to give it to the gabbai also. The gabbai is, I guess, kona, it's a hektish, it's chayshah mishpat. So you can't be shoyel anymore because the laws of chayshah mishpat have taken over. He's considering that the carbon, the shulchan gavoa kozachu, is not really a chayshah mishpat type zachu, and therefore, maybe you can still be shoyel. Even after you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and you bring it as a carbon, maybe you can still be shoyel on it. Zeh nirali borer b'chol hakarbonos l'achas shchita u'zrika. You can be shoyel on it. Even though you nicker a carbon ma'ani sheila, or ma'ani lo zoch ha'karam, I don't understand. You can't be shoyel on it. It's very strange to me because there's a din that's more in Nogar, I think. You can't be shoyel on a nether once it becomes no longer relevant. Once the nether like played itself out. So the chori, if you bring a carbon, it played itself out. So why should you be able to be shoyel on it? Not out the zechus of the kohanim, but because it played itself out, no more nether, so you bring a shoyel on it. Even the Maduzochel Ozochel in the car Hakarbon, he's saying you could. Yivur Mir Sashem Borech Lakamam the Chiburain. Okay, Hoyle Yivur Abayl Mavichul and Ba'over. Okay. Ach Hoyle Biad Acherim Loy Amrinon. This is Hoyle that you could do something, you could be joined. Hoyle someone else could do something, not the rule. We got me Mitchell Hadrabu Shaina Shalom, Vainu Over. Again, he's assuming you could be shoyel on it after the shechita, but it's in the Azorah's hekdesh. It's kainit already. Uvemis limad the mazik to ein chotzer lehekdesh. After achar zrika nitin chelak hakohanim. Vaday dalik hakorban yocholish. Amel lozoch hakar people lozoch alim shel gavoa. So you could be shoyel.
I'm from Yeshua. Hitcha al hoday to be in Tolkien Chagamatsus. My Pshutus of Ravacha by Yaakov. So everybody's trying to work out. Bring a carbon toad on place. You can parade around with the bummets. I don't know why he doesn't deal with the issue that you can't bring it because it's a shogun of Kamdos. I don't understand. Nobody's allowed to eat it. It's bad enough on Erev Pesach where you've been nice, Marachil also. But to bring it, that's what he wants to know. And Yeshua asks, why does the Torah assume you can't bring a carbon toad on Pesach? But anyway, for the Milchas Chinuch, Teretz is because there is a hoyle. You'll be able to buy your own. There will always be a hoyle place. He's all about our Pesach. Okay. And by the way, I forgot, tomorrow night we're not learning. We're for the wedding. The wedding tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. What? That's also true, but we take one day at a time. Tomorrow night we're not learning, because it's 10 o'clock wedding. Tuesday night is a Shabbat learning. And then Wednesday night, he reminded me I'm giving a shiur. Wait a second, how does this work here? Wait. Ach.
Okay.
I just did something wrong.
I want to thank you. I really learned how to do this.